This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Unfortunately, Leslie, more downside. Today's third straight session of new contract lows, both in live cattle and all feeder cattle contracts. Boxed beef took a big hit at mid-morning, down $3.31 on choice, down $1.97 on selects. We're seeing the lowest boxed beef prices that we have seen since May of 2014. Now, we also saw today a cattle kill come in at 111,000 head. Other than that, no fresh news in the marketplace. It's just there's nothing positive to give this market a break as it just continues to fall to the downside. October live cattle, 85 lower today. December down 95. October feeders down $1.97. November feeders down 240. And October lean hogs were 47 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
Tom, what led to the big losses in soybeans today?
I think more than anything, there was no fresh news today for any of these markets, wheat, corn, or soybeans. And I think the soybeans actually just started falling back into reality. In other words, when we saw new contract lows made last Friday after the USDA numbers, that market managed to close back near unchanged and then find a little strength early this week for no apparent reason. So I think we just started seeing the market look at the fact there was no reason to be up. It started coming back near those lows. Wheat market, also hard to answer exactly what took us to the upside today, but we saw December KC and March KC wheat close 3 cents higher. December Chicago wheat up 5 1/4. December and March corn both down 2.5 cents. And November soybeans and Jan soybeans 17 1/4 lower today, with December cotton 185 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.